The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
House File 860 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to and making appropriations and relating statutory involving changes involving state government entities involving agricultural land, natural resources, and environmental protection, and including and providing contingency effective date provisions.
First reading of bills number commitment amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 861 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to appropriations to the justice system.
First reading of bills number commitment amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 862 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to and making appropriations to the State Department and agencies from the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure and Technology Reinvestment Fund and providing for related matters.
First reading of bills number commitment amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 863 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act related to the transportation and other infrastructure related appropriations to the Department of Transportation, including allocations and use of money from the Road Use Tax Fund and Primary Road Fund.
First reading bills and every committee amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 864 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the appropriations for the judicial branch.
First reading bills and every committee amendment placed on appropriations calendar. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago, Representative Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce former Representative, the Honorable Ted Gaspin, who's located in the rear southwest section of the chamber. Please rise and give him and his longtime friend, Paul Walker, a warm welcome back to the chamber.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Bloomingdale for Senate File 366, Representative Bowden for House File 429, Representative Ann Meyer for House File 794, Representative Sexton for House File 766, Representative Nordman for Senate File 315, Representative Wills for Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, Representative Kerr for Senate File 260, and Representative Brink for Senate File 517.
Chair recognizes the lady from Worth, Representative Bloomingdale, for opening remarks on Senate File 366.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 366 is a technical bill brought to us by the Department of Revenue. The bill relates to state taxation and related laws of the state. It includes changes or clarification of tax credits, tax collection, vehicle registration, reporting requirements, and language updates. One of the biggest changes in this bill, especially for my area, is in the replacement tax that solar energy conversion property pays. This lowers the threshold from $10 million down to $1 million. So any new production energy conversion property that is valued at over $1 million, that replacement tax will go back to the local jurisdiction and they'll be able to collect this revenue. With that, I won't go through each division. I'm sure some of you will really thank me for not doing that. So with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jurdy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. My colleague, Representative Bloomingdale, did a nice job explaining this bill. Like her, I do like the addition of the solar component, and I encourage my colleagues to support it.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Worth for closing remarks on Senate File 366.
Okay, thank you to Representative Nordman and to Representative Jurdy for their work on this bill. Thank you to the Department of Revenue for bringing this bill to us. It's a good bill, and it's a good bill for Iowa. And with that, I'll move the bill.
The lady from Worth moves Senate File 366 be read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 366, a bill for an act relating to the state taxation and related laws of the state collecting, including the collection of the tax credit and assessment and classification of property, taxes on electric providers, fees for registration of vehicles, sales and use tax, and the authority of the Director of Revenue, and providing penalties and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor, pass or vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Clerk, open machine, receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Thorup votes aye. Nordman votes aye. Height votes aye. Have you all now voted? Bossman votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine. The House paid attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 88. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 12. Bill received a constitutional majority. It's to declare to pass the House. Objection to the title. Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Warren, Representative Bowden, for opening remarks on House File 424.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This bill focuses on the security aspects of the Iowa lottery operations. It clarifies code defining retailers of the lottery tickets and shares and establishes new felony charges for individuals who try to circumvent financial offsets and prohibited player provisions. I'd like to thank Representative Olson for his input in helping us get to the final product of the bill. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the First Amendment?
H1354 by Bowden of Warren.
Chair recognizes the lady from Warren, Representative Bowden, for opening remarks on Amendment H1354.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment changes the penalty from a Class D felony and creates a penalty schedule that matches the fraudulent practices and penalties based on the amount of money that would have been paid. It also strikes a section for specific criminal penalty for individuals who assist a winner in avoiding the offsets, since current law already allows those penalties due to fraud. That concludes my opening remarks on the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Des Moines, Representative Cahoon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I too want to thank Representative Olson for proposing this language and Representative Bowden for running this amendment. I think this improves the bill from the amendment will improve the bill from what we originally had. And I would just urge adoption of the amendment and also passage of the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Warren moves Amendment 1354. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 429 as amended. Is there further discussion? Chair sees none, and the chair recognizes the lady from Warren for closing remarks on House File 429.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was glad to work with the Iowa Lottery on this bill, Representative Olson and Representative Kaufman, to increase the accountability and protect the integrity of the Iowa Lottery, and with that, I move the bill.
Lady from Warren moves. Bill be read for last time placed on patches. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 429, a bill for an act relating to the matters under the purview of the Iowa Lottery Authority and providing penalties being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of the passage vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Height votes aye. James votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine. The House paid attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 10. Bill having received a constitutional majority declared to pass the House. With objection to the title, the chair sees none. Title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on House File 794.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 794 comes to us from the Iowa Pharmacy Association. The bill does three things. Number one, it says that it allows a pharmacist to provide a COVID-19 vaccine to those 18 years or older. The second section allows pharmacists to provide point-of-care testing for and treatment for strep, flu, and COVID-19. And Section 3 defines and allows collaborative pharmacy practices between a pharmacist and a primary care provider. Mr. Speaker, those are my, there is an amendment.
Will the clerk call up the amendment?
H1349 by Meyer of Webster.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on Amendment 1349.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This substitutes, it makes it identical to the Senate version.
Is there a discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for closing remarks on Amendment 1349. Move it. Lady from Webster moves Amendment 1349. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
And those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have, the ayes do have, the amendment is adopted. Chair recognizes the lady from Webster for a substitution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 296 for House File 794.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster for opening remarks on Senate File 296.
There is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the First Amendment?
H1350 by Meyer of Webster.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster for opening remarks on Amendment 1350.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, what this amendment does is it makes the bill go back to the bill that I just described to you. Those are.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had the opportunity to serve on the subcommittee. This bill will allow pharmacists, especially in the rural areas of the state of Iowa, to practice these types of new treatments and allow better access to health care in our rural communities here in the state of Iowa. So I'd ask for your support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster on closing remarks on Amendment H1350. She, lady from Webster moves Amendment 1350. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have, the ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. That disposes of all amendments, and we are back on discussion on Senate File 296. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes the lady from Webster for closing remarks on Senate File 296.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Forbes and Representative Bradley, for your work on the bill. I think this gives Iowa better access to health care, especially in the rural areas. We know that Iowa still faces healthcare deserts, and that leaves some towns with no, and some towns in some counties with no access to medical care. This will be an increase in access, and we know that 91% of Americans live within 5 miles of a pharmacy. This is a good bill. It's good for Iowa. Mr. Speaker, please move House File 794 as amended.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
Senate File 296, a bill for an act relating to the practice of pharmacy, including the prescription and administration of vaccines and collaborative pharmacy practices, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor pass shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Klein votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk calls the machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 89. Those voting no, 2. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Objections to title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton, for opening remarks on House File 766.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. House File 766 allows third-party alcohol delivery in the state of Iowa. And, Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
Will the clerk call up the First Amendment?
H1175 by Sexton of Calhoun.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for opening remarks on Amendment 1175.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw House Amendment 1175.
You've all heard the motion. Are there objections? Chair hears none. So ordered. Will the clerk call up the... With the withdrawal of 1175, Amendment 1180 is out of order. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1329 by Sexton of Calhoun.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for opening remarks on Amendment 1329.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we started working through this bill, which involves a lot of folks in the state of Iowa, bars and restaurants and grocery stores, one of the things that specifically Representative Lundgren had a concern about was once this alcohol left your establishment, you're the permittee, and the third party was then responsible for delivering that to a home or a place where it was to be delivered, that the permittee had somewhat lost control of the situation there. And so we, with the work of the third chamber, I think we've established a good amendment that allows some immunity to the permittee so that if the third party delivery does do something wrong, it won't reflect and have an impact on the permittee. So with that, Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Kahn first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I was pleased to serve on the subcommittee for this bill, and I'll speak on the amendment and the bill. I'm grateful to everyone who was involved to make sure that this is easy as possible and that people are protected. I also wanted to compliment some of the third-party delivery services that actually have systems built in place to make sure that the alcohol is being delivered safely into the appropriate aged people. I think it's great, and I would ask other delivery services to follow suit. I'm glad to see that there's been some compromise in this amendment, and I would ask that we continue to look at ways to make sure that the individual independent contractors who drive for these third-party delivery services are also protected. That's not the purview of this bill, but going forward, I think we might want to look into that in a broader spectrum. But for the most part, I think this is a good amendment and a good bill, and I would encourage a yes vote. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I do rise in support of this amendment. I appreciate Representative Sexton working with me on this and ensuring that our concerns as a restaurant association and restaurants were attended to. And I want to also thank the Iowa ABD, the Iowa Restaurant Associations, our retailers, and our third-party delivery systems. As Representative Confer said, Uber was excellent to work with and gave us some great suggestions. I know we have a few other things to address, not right here today in this bill, but just going forward in the future. And again, I just appreciate the collaboration we had on this. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun moves Amendment 1329. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on, that disposes of all the amendments. We are now back on House File 766 as amended. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for closing remarks on House File 766.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And as it's been noted by my colleagues, this was a collaborative effort. We had a lot of folks working on this, And as Representative Lundgren said, we were doing Zoom calls with people in California and all over the place in order to make sure we got this right. Because when we're talking about delivery of alcohol in the state of Iowa, whether it's employees of a permittee or whether it's a third party, it's serious, and we took it serious. We took our responsibility seriously to make sure we got this right. And I do want to thank everybody that was involved that brought us to this point. I think it is, we're working through the end of COVID, I hope. But this is one of those little things we can do if it helps people, from staying out of a grocery store, and it helps with an employee shortage that we have in the state of Iowa. These are some of the little things we do that I think we make life better for Iowans. That's the reason we're here. I want to thank my subcommittee of Confirst and Nordman, and Mr. Speaker, I would move House File 766 be read for its third and final time and placed on its passage. Thank you.
Gentleman from Calhoun moves the bill be read for last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. Clerk will read.
House File 766, a bill for an act relating to delivery of alcoholic beverages by retailers, be it enacted by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor, it's passage. To vote aye, all those opposed, vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Bloomingdale votes aye. Hine votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk calls the machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 88. Those voting no, 3. Absent, not voting, 9. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared due pass the House. So the objection is the title. Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Nordman, for opening remarks on Senate File 315.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate File 315 is brought to us by DAS. The department is asking for us to do this bill as these are reports that are either outdated or duplicate reports that are already being filed in different means. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas for gentleman from Dallas moves Senate File 315 be read for last time placed on this patch. Are there objections? Chair hears none. Clerk will read.
Senate 315, a bill for an act relating to the reporting requirements concerning the Department of Administrative Services being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? All those in favor, passage, vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. Clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Bloomingdale votes aye. Have you all, Klein votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill has received a constitutional majority to declare due pass the House. So the objection to the title? Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dickinson for opening remarks on SCR 6.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. SCR 6 simply is a bill that provides for the payment and compensation, or hiring and compensation of employees of the House and Senate, sets weekly hours, allows for hiring of clerks and their compensation, and allows for hiring and compensation of an HR director. Be happy to answer any questions.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative McConkie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen in the House. I served on the subcommittee for this, and Representative Wills did describe exactly what this does. It creates a pay schedule for the employees that work at the House and the Senate. But during my research on this, I realized that we've actually been in violation of our own House rules, 5A, for several years now. And I just want to bring it to attention for this doesn't happen, because, you know, we set the rules, we should follow the rules, and, you know, this is probably just an oversight, but Rule 5A House budget states the Speaker of the House shall annually prepare a proposed budget for the House of Representatives for the payments, expenses, salaries, per diem, and other items. The proposed budget shall be submitted on the 14th day of each legislative session to the House Administration and Rules Committee, which shall approve the budget in the House resolution form. And that is what we're doing today. But when I signed the bill, I always like to do a little extra research. I realize that this hasn't been done in the past. It's something we should be, I understand with COVID of last year, but it's something we should be paying more attention to. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Dickinson for closing remarks on SCR 6.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank the subcommittee, Representative McConkie and Representative Sexton. Let's pay our employees. Move the bill.
Gentleman from Dickinson moves SCR 6. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the resolution is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Hawaii, Representative Kerr, for opening remarks on Senate File 260.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate File 260 addresses the Medicaid reimbursement for special education. For open enrolled students who receive special education services, the receiving district must complete and send the documentation necessary for the sending district to seek Medicaid reimbursement for eligible services. Those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I was on the subcommittee for this bill, and this is, as a special ed teacher, this is very important to me. The schools do need to have that reimbursement, so I encourage the caucus to vote yes.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from the Wise for closing remarks on Senate File 260.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representatives Donahue and Dolacek for their work on this bill. And with that, I move the bill.
Gentleman from the Wise moves the bill read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none. Clerk will read.
Senate File 260, Bill for an Act relating to the Medicaid reimbursement process for the services provided to received by receiving district to children requiring special education services be enacted by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? All those in favor is passed, vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. Clerk, open machine, receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Klein votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close the machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 9. Bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. No objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska for opening remarks on Senate File 517.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The PAGE program is one of the best ways for Iowa youth to get involved in government. Several of us currently sitting here started off as the page, as well as many of the clerks sitting next to us. Juniors and seniors that participate are dedicated future leaders to Iowa, and they want to come to the Capitol to learn the process and to make a difference. Some of them rearranged their schedules starting as a freshman, taking no study halls in order to have this opportunity possible. This legislation comes to us from a constituent of mine who's also a page in the Senate. She worked through several hurdles in order to be here this year. While some districts do offer opportunities and credits and work with the students, not all of them do. Many of this year's pages came to the subcommittee and spoke. One of them told us at the end of the day here, she also has to stay on top of six classes and also online PE, which requires her to do sorts of physical activities such as jumping jacks and running and videotape herself and send it back to her teacher. This would direct schools to establish policies that would award one half of a unit of the 3 units of social studies requirements to graduate for those students who participate in the PAGE program, as well as waive the opportunity or waive the PE requirement. Those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Marshall, Representative Cahill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciated working on this subcommittee. I do want to say I know we all honor our pages. We appreciate the work that they do, and I would bet they soak up a good deal of government during their time here in the Iowa legislature. This is a good bill, and I encourage my colleagues to vote for it as well. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a social studies teacher, I'm really excited about this bill, and I hope we will all support it. Our pages devote so much time and effort into this job and really take home so much knowledge that you couldn't just get out of a textbook. To fully learn and experience our government, you have to know how to participate. I'd be thrilled to have any of my students participate in the PAGE program. They will gain the real-world experience of what we do here and how it's done, both the good and the not so fun. There's no better way to educate a student than to give them that real world experience, and that's what our PAGE program does. Our pages invest in us, let's invest in them. I ask the body to support this great bill and our pages, a small part of the future of our state. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would like to say I do support the PAGE program as well, and for the opportunities that PAGEs have to learn about our state government. I would like to have seen this made as an elective credit. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes late from asking for closure remarks on Senate File 517.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank my subcommittee, Representative Height and Cahill, for working on this, but I also want to thank our pages for stepping up and being leaders, applying to come up here to be a part of this process. It's a huge commitment for not only you, but your entire family. I was honored to help talk with a page through this idea, help her follow the process, and I am honored that she actually came here today to watch this as well from the Senate. It's important that we encourage our youth to get involved, and I believe that this bill will do that, so thank you. I ask that you move the bill.
The lady from Mahaska moves the bill read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 517, a bill for an act relating to the provisions of academic credit, including social studies work and exemptions for physical education and activity requirements for students who participate in legislative PAGE program at the state capitol, be enacted by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage, vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Klein votes aye. Conference votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk calls machine, House pay attention, results of the vote. Those voting aye, 82. Those voting no, 9. Absent or not voting, 9. Bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. The objection is the title. Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. Congratulations, Pages. I know you put a lot of work into that bill, and there's a lot of people right outside that rotunda that get paid a lot of money that can't get very many of those passed each year. So good job and good work on that. So make sure you tell your teachers you get a half a credit just for getting a bill passed. So, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, at this time I ask unanimous consent to immediate message the following bills of the Senate. Senate File 366, 260, 517, 296, 315, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, as well as House File 429 and House File 766.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of Senate File 296, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 794.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Thursday, April 8th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there further business to come before the House? The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, back in February of 2017, Representative Holt actually stood up on the floor and said that correction officers didn't deserve to be public safety employees. They didn't deserve to be public safety employees because, after all, the job at corrections of a corrections officer was not that dangerous. Police officers did all the dangerous work and made sure that all contraband and weapons were removed from the prisoner long before that correction officer ever came in contact with the inmate. Corrections officers don't have a dangerous job. They don't deserve to be public safety employees. That, ladies and gentlemen of the House, is a lie. And because of that lie, because the majority party is so extremely anti-union, and because of your hatred of AFSCME, two people lay dead. Registered nurse Lorena Schulte was 50 years old. Lorena had worked at Anamosa since 2007. She was adopted from El Salvador and brought to the United States in 1982. Lorena left behind her parents, two sisters, and a brother. The other victim was Officer Robert McFarland. Officer McFarland was 46 years old, and he had worked at Anamosa since 2008. Robert is survived by a wife and three children. On March 23rd, Lorena Schulte and Officer McFarland tried to stop two inmates from escaping from Anamosa prison. The inmates then attacked them with hammers, brutally striking them in the back of the head with hammers until they were dead. Republicans, you have blood on your hands. When you decided that correction officers didn't deserve to be public safety employees, you took away the right from them to negotiate or even talk about health and safety issues. By your refusal to allow correction officers to negotiate on safety issues, you are complicit in their deaths. And then I hear that Speaker Grassley suggested yesterday that Democrats voted against the $20 million for correction officers, so we must not care about correction officers. Speaker Grassley, that is also a lie. Republicans have criminally underfunded the Department of Corrections for 11 years now. This underfunding has led to gross understaffing. And now, two people are dead. Two people who are never coming back to their children, their parents, his wife, her brothers and sisters, their families. Two people who were bludgeoned in the back of their heads with hammers because of the inaction of the majority party. $20 million won't provide one new hire. $20 million will barely pay for the salary of existing personnel. If the majority party is truly caring about corrections, and I seriously doubt that you do, you will fully fund all vacant and non-funded correctional officers and nurses. Then see how we'll vote. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Republicans don't think correction officers are deserving of becoming public safety employees. Republicans don't think correction officers are worthy of discussing safety issues. Republicans don't think correction officers are good enough for adequate funding. Shame on you. Your hatred of AFSCME and organized labor has clouded your judgment to the point that people have died. Lorena Schulte and Robert McFarland gave their lives so that Iowa could be a safer place. It is now time for the House Republicans to put public safety ahead of personal dogma. Governor Reynolds, your prayers and deepest condolences are nice, but they will not bring back the dead, and they will not prevent further tragedies from happening. You and Commandant Skinner did not even have the common sense to put the prison system in lockdown after Nurse Schulte and Officer McFarland were viciously murdered, allowing for copycat assaults to take place in the days following. No, Governor Reynolds, if you would have cared as much about the safety of correction officers as you do about the will of the Farm Bureau, if you cared as much about adequately funding our correctional system as you do about tax cuts for the rich, two people might be alive right now. So for 14 years, you have grossly underfunded our prison system. For the last 4 years, you've not even allowed correctional officers to talk about health and safety issues. And because of your actions, two people are dead. If you continue to act in this spiteful and dangerous manner, more people will die, and the blood will be again on your hands. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have a chance to do what's right, to tell correction officers across the state of Iowa that they are respected and they are valued. Or we can once again insult them by telling correction officers that they don't have a dangerous job. They don't deserve to be public safety employees. They are not worthy of adequate funding and staffing. The choice is yours.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Crawford, Representative Holt, for what purpose you seek the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
So I'm going to do my very best to refrain from saying what I would like to say. You want to talk about lies? I would invite everyone in this chamber to go back and watch the debate on the collective bargaining bill, which I floor managed, and find where at any time, I said that corrections officers did not have a dangerous job. I never said that. There was discussion as to how public safety officers were to be designated and those type things, but at no time did I ever say that corrections officers did not have a dangerous job. That is simply a lie, which is not a term I like to use on the floor of this chamber, but that's a lie. I would further say that I'm going to refrain from saying some of the other things I would like to say because two people have died in a very tragic incident. The investigation is still ongoing. We don't know all of the things that led to this horrific incident, what security protocols might have failed or what have you, and so we will wait to see the outcome of that investigation. So I will make no more statements at this time. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar for what purpose you seek the floor.
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. In my 9 years, I have never done a point of personal privilege. Representative Hunter, you've single-handedly inspired me to do so. I too, like Representative Holt, cannot say what I'd like to say because it's definitely inappropriate for the floor of the Iowa House. So I'll just be brief, Representative Hunter. Politicizing a tragedy is a level of despicableness and classlessness that's beneath what I even thought you were capable of. Thank you.
Seeing no further... Seeing no further business come before the House, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House adjourned.